klisha menachto le'isur. So the law is that a keli that primarily is used for functions that are forbidden, it is permissible to move that keli le'tzorek gufo ve'tzorek mekomo on Shabbat. So the gufo is you need to use that vessel for a permissible function. So the mekomo is you need the space that the function, that the object is occupying. Now the question we deal with today is, let's say you have a certain klisha melachto le'isur that has no permissible function. That the only way to use this item is the isur. For example, if you take a tape recorder. A tape recorder has no other really use besides taping, which is forbidden on Shabbat. So the question is, in such an item, would it be permissible to move l'sorech mekomo? Or do we say, in order to move something l'sorech mekomo, it has to have a sorech legufo? For example, a pen. A pen, I can use it to scratch my back. So therefore, if I need the space, so I can move it. Sorech gufo, sorech mekomo. But not every klisha melachto le'isur has a sorech gufo. Now, before we answer the question, one thing must be clarified, which I think is a very important sevara. Somebody might ask, what do you mean? You could use a tape recorder as a paperweight. Acham Eliashiv, Alav Hashalom, said a very important sevara. Using an item as a paperweight does not make it a permissible function. That's not considered a permissible function to make it sort of goofy. For the simple reason, nothing intrinsically about the shape of the item makes it more of a paperweight than before the vessel was even finished. It could have been a paperweight. It's just the weight of it. It's not the shape of it. Whereas a pen, for example, it's long, it's pointy at the end. The construction of the pen makes it a back scratcher. But nothing in the construction of the recorder makes it a paperweight. Therefore, in order to say something using it legufo, it's like a hammer. The hammer, the fact that it's blunt, so therefore it has a usability to break open nuts. Paperweight is not considered something that's intrinsic to the keli itself's construction and shape. So therefore we don't use that paperweight at there just to say sodik ufo. Otherwise the Gemara could always have said, oh, you could always use it as a paperweight or a bookend. In any event, we're back to our question. Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled in the laws of Mukseh that a tape recorder is considered a klisha melachto li'isud, and it's permissible to move in a sort of gufo, the sort of gufo, even though there's no gufo on a tape recorder. So that would be a very important halakha if the halakha would be like this. Well, it is like this because Rav Moshe Levi, alav hashom, in tefillah l'Moshe Shut, has a big teshuvah on this, as well as Menuchat Ava, and says that for a kli, even though there's no gufo on it, it'll be permissible to move the tzorech mekomo. The classic example would be, person comes home on Shabbat and he has a cell phone on the table. Shabbat table, he needs the place, he needs to put his food on the table. Now, a cell phone, the chaura does never use legufo. Its only function is isur, to make calls, texting, emails. So there's no other use for a cell phone. So that's a classic case. We have a clear klisha melachto le'isur without a gufo. But if you need the place, these poskim that we mentioned would be lenient to pick up the phone, so long nothing goes on, of course, and move it to a different place. This is the opinion as well of Hakam Avadya Yosef Alav Shalom in Chazon Avadya in Shabbat Gimal on page Nunbet in the footnote. So in any event, we see over here a very, very important principle in Hilchot Mukseh, that once an item is classified as a klisha melachto le'isur, if there's a gufo to it, it'll be permissible the sort of gufo. And if there's a mekomo usage to it, it'll be permissible the sort of mekomo. But even if there's not a gufo usage to it, it doesn't take away the sorech mekomo. Again, kach pasak agram Feinstein, kach pasak agram Levi, vechach pasak gra Yosef alehem shalom.